This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Rob made reference to this. There's a study that's come out about the quiet gun owner. Sort of like the silent majority. And it's leading firearms analysts to believe that far more Americans own weapons than the accepted 30% that is cited in the polls on a regular basis. And at the highest end, and I believe this to be the truth, it is possible that up to 60% of Americans own guns, especially with the pandemic-era rise in gun buying among women and minorities, especially in suburban and urban areas. Now, at the lowest end, it's likely that at least 40% of Americans own guns, according to this study. And this was all about... They were looking at the ones who lie to pollsters about firearms. The study from Rutgers University's New Jersey Gun Violence Research Center is spreading like wildfire in the industry. And they've tried to accurately estimate how many people in the United States today own guns and determine why polls show support for gun control. But then there's very little follow through when legislation is proposed. Now, the study was put out there by Reason Magazine, and, the buzz began that there's more people today in the United States that own guns than anybody's ever considered to be part of the facts. Now, J.D. DeSilly, he did write, the report dealt in probabilities. With the researchers building profiles of confirmed gun owners, then they applied the profiles across their sample of 3,500 respondents to estimate who's likely fibbing about not owning guns. And the results depend on the probability threshold applied, but they came up with 1,206 confirmed owners between 1,243 and 2,059 non-owners and 220 and 1,036 potential but secretive owners lying about their status. Now, this then caught the attention of Stephen Gutkowski. He said this is something that we assumed perhaps for a long time, but now there's a study that is quantifying it to some degree. I mean, the amount that they put on it, that almost half the people who said they don't own guns fit the model, at least to a certain threshold, for people who don't own guns. So that's a huge discrepancy. That put the number would rocket up from something like 33% into the 60% range. And he described those who fib, DeSilly did, as quiet gun owners who may be driven to be untruthful to post to pollsters because they're worried about the government or their neighbors finding out that they own guns. He said those who live in urban areas where gun ownership can be frowned upon may deny owning one, which that's absolutely true. He said he and Gutowski said that the likelihood are a far greater U.S. gun ownership than cited by major polling outfits like Pew and Gallup could have a big impact on lawmakers pushing gun control. Sally said there's a lot of import to this. He said if the study is accurate, then it's not just conservatives who own guns, and liberal efforts to punish the right by targeting guns will fail. Yeah. You'll end up hurting your own political base, he said. It's no longer safe to target a good if you want to punish an enemy. He also wrote in Reason, with gun ownership becoming increasingly common between the traditional ranks of white suburban to rural men, there are big implications for policies and politics. New gun owners will certainly resist proposals to strip them of self-defense tools they acquired out of necessity. That's the way they see it, out of necessity. And they're also likely to resent restrictive policies that urban left-of-center politicians promote to torment gun owners, once assumed to be safe targets, but which apply to anybody who owns guns, no matter where they live and vote. Basically, the gun ownership landscape is growing and changing, but new owners are even more reticent than established ones about revealing their existence to researchers and government officials. That's because everybody hears the stories. First of all, everybody thinks that the government has the logistical wherewithal to ban and then confiscate guns. That would be a very tough road to hoe. And the idea that the government could actually undertake this, it would be so much simpler for them. For example, if it was easier to get people just to turn them in. But see, that's not going to happen. It's never going to be one of those things where it's... I have long said that the only things that they can get from gun owners now is that which we give them. And we've seen that. I mean, in the Senate, where they had the bipartisan community safers, whatever they call that, Community Safety Act and BCRSA, whatever they call that thing. And it really amounted to not much of nothing, but it's still being used to hammer on us. But the only reason that passed is because the Republicans in the Senate decided to meet, and 10 of them, betrayed us and voted for it. So then it became law, and then Joe Biden gets a win. And I can't tell you how much I dislike it when we give Joe Biden a win. I just can't. I can't believe I can't. And, of course, as soon as they get that, then they say, well, the work's just begun. We also have to ban AR-15s. Which I do not go along with that at all. At all. So the new gun owners that are out there, I could see where they would be quiet ones. They're new. They haven't been in the wars that you and I have been in. Although a lot of people now are about to see the world from our point of view, because as they continue to ban stoves and cars and various other things that are just staples in day-to-day life, food, meat, more and more people will come into our sphere of perception. Because no matter where we turn, no matter what we do on a regular basis, we're always facing some politician on the left that wants to take something away. And we always have some politician on the right that we vote for who fails to actually follow through and do anything to make my life easier. Just sadness. It's just sadness. But hey, you know what? This is the... I sort of chose the life. I guess this is the way it's going to be. Okay, I guess. Anyway. Had an event that occurred the other day. This caught everybody's attention. I've been asking the question, where's the evidence of this? Well, now I saw some. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When it comes to online gun shops, Primary Arms is one of America's largest retailers of new firearms, parts, accessories, and gear. They stock over 600 popular brands, all with everyday low prices and fast shipping. If you ever have any questions about a product, their team of product experts will help you make the right purchase. So, don't settle for less. Visit PrimaryArms.com today and see why so many gun owners make it their first destination for all of their firearm needs.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, let me state this, and there is no qualification to this. A SIG P320, the full-size one with a straight trigger, I can shoot that like nobody's business. I like the ergos of the P320. I like the utilitarian design of the P320. There's nothing I don't like about the P320. Aesthetically, the bluntness and everything of the gun pleases me. I'm less impressed by the blank modularity, okay? I'm less impressed by that. Because to me, having a bunch of gun husks and one FCU sort of defeats the purpose of calling yourself a gun owner when you got one gun in actuality. But that's neither here nor there. Some guys just love that stuff. And some guys have gotten out there and they've created quite the different, you know, little Frankenstein monsters out of these guns. So, a while back I had a SIG M18. And I discovered something that I didn't know. I did not know that the SIG 18 or the SIG FCU with a curved trigger had a tendency from time to time, when I say tendency, it's a rare tendency, a very rare tendency, apparently, according to the guy I spoke to at SIG. I've seen no actual statement on this from SIG. I just talked to a guy that answered the phone. Sometimes when you pull the trigger on those, the trigger just stays back. Now, you can take your finger and jam your finger behind it, push it forward, and then you can continue to shoot. But that one time that the trigger just freezes when you're in the pull, if that were to occur in a gunfight, you're effectively going to be probably shot there wondering why you're not sending rounds at range. Now, this happened to me. I had a SIG M18. This thing, I dressed it beautifully. It had an Icarus lower on. The Icarus makes great stuff. Icarus Precision. Had optic on it. Took it to the range for the first time after I put all the things on it. And none of these things affected the FCU. All of this was all coincidental to the FCU failure. And then I pulled the trigger the first time, click, clank, it just stays there. And we pulled it apart, and we did everything we could to get it moving again. And then in the end, I had to send it to SIG and pay for it to be fixed. And then they sent, instead of sending me back a straight triggered FCU, they did something to the one I sent them and sent that back. And as soon, when they told me that, I took the other SIGs I owned. I owned four of those altogether, and I sold them. And as soon as the other one got here, I sold it to a friend of mine who wanted it. Now, I kind of figured he wanted it because he was, you know, Andy Hasek. He's ex-military. He knows how to deal with certain things that I don't know how to deal with. I figured, but he just wanted it because it was mine, which that's very, very flattering. I lost all confidence in this. Now, SIG is now, they've been having a lot of hysteria over lawsuits claiming that these things just shoot with no command whatsoever. And I never saw any evidence of that. Until now. A video began to circulate on social media. It showed a holstered P320 discharging while a Montville, Connecticut police officer scuffled with a suspect. In the video that's out there, there's no sound in the video, but it appears that the pistol discharged when the officer carrying the P320 bumped into another officer to his right. They then ordered 35 Glocks. They also refused 6 hours attempts to investigate the incident. SIG has analyzed the available video frame by frame and concluded that the pistol wasn't fully seated in the officer's Safariland holster and the protective retention hood was not over the gun at the time. They issued the following statement. We've seen the news reporting of the incident involving a P-320 discharge at the Montville Police Department. And we are confident, as is the case in all instances, that when the factors and evidence are reviewed, this will be proven to be an unintentional discharge as a result of inadvertent contact with the trigger, and that the pistol did not fire without a trigger pull. It appears that the involved firearm was not fully seated in its holster, and the holster retention hood was not fully closed over the pistol at the time of discharge. This improperly holstered condition would have left the firearm's trigger exposed and vulnerable to actuation. Even if properly holstered, the features of the involved holster allow for foreign object intrusion and interaction with the trigger has been seen in other incidents. We regret that the involved agency jumped to conclusions regarding the cause of this discharge without first carefully examining the footage of the incident and providing 6 hours with an opportunity to assist in the examination of the involved firearm. The P-320 model firearm is used effectively and safely every day by both civilians and armed professionals, and despite years of litigation and extensive discovery, no one has ever been able to replicate a condition under which the P-320 could discharge without a trigger pull. And then they go on to cite all of the various reports and lawsuits that have been out there. It's sort of hard to tell, although this is the first video that I've seen, where we're out there and we're talking about, the gun just being there and it going off. Now, I don't know anything about the holster that this gun was in. I assume it's one of these Safariland holsters that it looks like a gigantic alien spaceship attached to your hip, but it covers the gun really, really well. I guess we're going to see. I really would like to see SIG get out in front of this, because the P-320 is, besides these little things that keep happening, the P-320 is a lovely pistol. It's a great gun. Shoots well. It's accurate. Grip angle is perfect for me. I'd love to see them get out in front and resolve these issues and do something besides, get out there and say, once again, we've proven that it wasn't us that was the fault. It was something else. Yeah, but the only question I got for SIG on this one is, you guys are the common denominator. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA News Update. U.S. Capitol Police evacuated the Senate office building. Officials said they received what they called a concerning 911 call. There have been no confirmed reports of gunshots, and Congress is currently not in session. Former President Trump is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow on four counts related to his alleged efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election.
The attack on our nation's capital on January 6, 2021 was an unprecedented assault on the seat of American democracy. As described in the indictment, it was fueled by lies.
In announcing the indictment yesterday, Special Counsel Jack Smith said his office is ready to have all of the evidence tested in a court of law. Former President Trump is fundraising off his indictments. An email from the Trump campaign said the former president could face up to 561 years in prison due to the left's witch hunts, and they asked for donations. John Schaefer, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back. Look at I'm getting way ahead of myself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We have an election coming up. We do. And, well, we need to get somebody else in there besides who we've got. The resident needs to go. One of the candidates on the Republican side is the junior senator out of South Carolina, Tim Scott. I am vaguely acquainted with him. I've spoken with him a few times. I've had him as a guest on this show. And here's a problem with Tim Scott. I kind of think Tim Scott may be too nice to be a modern Republican today. And because he's too nice, I kind of think that may make him too weak to be a modern Republican today. Because these times call for a warrior. And what I see out of Scott is more of a soft surrender. It would be nice to live in an era where we have the luxury of a president who dodged the draft and the culture wars, but we do not live in that time. And he can stay exactly where he's at. I mean, you know, an affable but unaccomplished senator firmly within the tradition of the political puffballs that my state, South Carolina, sticks out there. And let him be nice somewhere where his alleged niceness won't shaft us. He could have been different, but that would require a different man than Tim Scott. There are moments that define a candidate, moments that where they have a choice, and the choice they make makes or breaks them. Kamala Harris decided to take that as essentially a footnote within the Florida History Standard and contorted it into some sort of lie about how Ron DeSantis loves slavery. And it's one of those issues where the claim is so facially ludicrous that you have to wonder if Kamala is stupid or cynical. And come to the conclusion she's probably both. But she went with it, and DeSantis pushed back, and we, you know, we were moving on when someone in the regime media asked Tim Scott about it. Why would we ask Tim Scott about it? I don't know. But this was his moment. This was a point where he could make a difference. It was an opportunity to show who he is. And that was a swing and a miss. I could have said ifs. The idea that Ron DeSantis is some sort of slavery advocate is silly and cynical. I refuse to play Kamala Harris's divisive race baiting game. I intend to beat the governor in this race, but I will do it on policy, not on lies. Next question. Who's going to question any of that? Nobody's going to question that. And that would be the, and that's one of those things you don't have to walk back or worry about because it's just simple truth, right? The idea that Ron DeSantis somehow drafted some sort of pro-slavery provision in the standards, and there are no pro-slavery positions, of course, is just as dumb as the idea that DeSantis approves of slavery. It's an almost insultingly stupid accusation, making the pushback very easy. But he chose to be a loser in what should have been the defining moment of his campaign. He made the other choice. He chose to accept the premise of our enemy, the lying borderline clinical moron Kamala, and use it to try to achieve a cheap momentary advantage over his rival for second place in the primary race. To do this, he unforgivably accepted the premise of Kamala and her regime media lackeys, and the headlines reflected it. NBC crowed, Tim Scott rebukes Ron DeSantis over Florida Black History standards about slavery. The GOP presidential candidate, guess who, told reporters that despite new language in Florida public schools, there's no silver lining in slavery. We refer to this as an unforced error. He could have said, well, you know, he's basically saying, here you go, liberal people, my silver lining comment is exactly what you want to write on a silver platter. Does Senator Scott actually believe that Ron DeSantis approves of, tolerates, or excuses the Democrat-led institution of slavery? No, he doesn't. He does not. And to think that, he would have to be a blithering idiot, and he's not a fool. He knows that Ron DeSantis is not some sort of slavery apologist, and he's probably further knows that the Florida standards say, which is that the College Board says, and that what a bunch of other sources also say, is not what Kamala claimed it is. So, because Tim Scott is too smart to actually believe the slander Kamala said, and he spiked, he is a liar. And he purposely and intentionally lied about Ron DeSantis for personal advantage. He knowingly made a false statement about a fellow Republican's character to get ahead for himself. Now, does that sound like a nice guy to you? If that was his selling point, his prevarication defeated it. Nice guys do not tell horrible lies about other people, particularly about people on their own side, for the benefit of the enemy. And he failed the character test and the lack of any apology as, you know, this confirms his character deficit issue. So what we have is nice guy Tim Scott demonstrating that he's not actually nice at all. Nice guys don't help spread lies about other people, whoever they are. And the absence of niceness leaves absolutely no reason at all to support him. His selling point is that he will not upset the voters turned off by conflict and harsh rhetoric and mean tweets and a never-ending blizzard of bullshit. His best quality is that he seemed to be the kind of guy you could call up and he'd help you move, but his disgraceful coordination with Kamala demonstrates that he's not even that. But this is not the first time he sided with the left. During the riots, he could be relied on to embrace the left's views because he's intermittently useful. The regime media largely holds off on him. And I hope the alligators eat me last strategy will work right up until the moment he becomes a real threat to the Democrats in the 2024 election. Admittedly, an unlikely scenario. But if it ever happened, he'd suddenly praise Larry Elder's a black face of white supremacy. And all of his craven submission and his immolation of his reputation would have been for nothing. We deserve a candidate who will stand up to the left and have our backs. But when DeSantis' back was exposed, Tim Scott grabbed the knife that the left had and they shoved it in his back. And do you imagine that he will stand up for the left, to the left for me and you? You think that's a thing? Do you imagine his ugly betrayal showed exactly who he is? Like Mitt Romney. The nice guy act is a fraud, and he will turn on us the second he sees it to his advantage. And if you sit here and think about it for just a minute, okay? If he'd made a different choice, if he'd stood up for honesty against the left, he would be a hero right now. He would have performed. But that is not what he is, and he's not who we Republicans are looking for. He is not interested in performing. Performing is easy. That's the easiest thing out there, but everybody's against it for whatever reason. They don't want to perform. That's distasteful to Republicans to get out there and actually, you know, perform. But it's required now. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. With all of this focus on Trump and the crazy amount of legal stuff he's facing at the moment, a lot of people want to know, how did he get rich? And how did the Democratic elites persecuting him now, how did they get rich? Like the Clintons. How did the Clintons get rich? They took no risk, they made no investments, and they didn't borrow money. They just used Hillary's powerful position slurping from the public trough to sell access to all comers for a huge amount of money. We used to see, during those times when they were much more... Now they're in their 70s, they're a little quieter now. But... we see headlines like the Clintons charge big fees to small groups and Clinton's cash for access diplomacy. Clinton ran a pay-to-play program at the Clinton Foundation while she was Secretary of State. And the media and the Justice Department didn't care about this corruption any more than they cared about her mishandling of classified documents, destroying documents and computers, obstructing justice, or perpetuating a massive fraud with the Russian dossier in 2016. Then there's the Obamas. How did the Obamas get rich? Without going through Congress, Obama used the FCC in 2015 to implement net neutrality, which claimed was meant to help the little guy, but it saved the big users of bandwidth on the Internet huge amounts of money because they didn't have to reimburse the Internet providers for their investments. Network, we get this, network neutrality, often referred to as net neutrality, is a principle that Internet service providers must treat all Internet communications equally, offering users and online content providers consistent rates irrespective of content. So everybody, it didn't matter what it was, everybody got the same amount of bandwidth. Some of these places demand a lot of bandwidth, right? The biggest users of internet bandwidth are Google, Netflix, Facebook, Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon. They consume more than 43% of the bandwidth, so those huge companies got huge savings because of Obama's actions. Trump got rid of net neutrality, and Biden is trying to bring it back. And Democrats love to pretend that they write policies for the little guy, but they essentially are puppets for the big companies now. Google essentially had an office of the White House during the Obama and Biden years. One headline was the Android administration. And it read, over the past 7 years, Google has created a remarkable partnership with the Obama White House, providing expertise, services, advice, and personnel for vital government projects. As soon as Obama was out of office, they were rewarded with a huge contract with Netflix, and they had no product and no experience to make any product. The Netflix deal was worth $65 million. They care so much about the little guy. I bet the writers and actors on strike are pretty jealous that they're so low paid, while the Obamas just slipped from the public trough for years, rewarded Netflix with net neutrality, and got a huge kickback worth millions so they could buy multiple net mansions, which they don't actually own, by the way, just the company that they control owns them. Now, Obama's a central figure in this because they knew how corrupt the Clintons and the Bidens were as they lined their pockets with foreign money, but never cared as they campaigned for them, covered up for them, and continually targeted Trump for destruction. But if for the conservative Supreme Court justices, if they have a rich friend, well, and the rich friend says, hey, Clarence Thomas, come and take a vacation with me, bud. I got you. That's a bad deal. But the media sees nothing wrong with the massive amounts of money that the Obamas got from Netflix. And the Bidens, well, they did it the old-fashioned way. They just did political corruption, you know. Joe and Hunter traveled the world in government jets and gathered up kickbacks, and they set up a large number of shell corporations to gather and distribute the money to several family members and some business associates. And they did not take any risk. They didn't make any investments. They didn't borrow any money or hire more than a few people in these shell companies, like Hunter's stripper girlfriend, who was hired for a while. But according to most of the media, Justice Department and other Democrats inconceivably say they can't spot any evidence that Joe Biden did anything wrong. Doesn't that just make you shake your head? I mean, goodness gracious. Then let's look at Trump. How did Trump get rich? Well, he didn't make his money in politics at all. He took massive risks. He made huge investments and borrowed lots of money. And he built casino hotels and golf resorts. He created tens of thousands of jobs, paid huge sales, property payroll, and other taxes doing it. And for this, the media and the other Democrats have targeted him with witch hunts and claimed that he is corrupt. They went after Trump because some foreign government officials stayed at his hotels. But massive kickbacks to the Clintons and the Bidens from foreign parties is perfectly okay. And we get this. A federal appeals court tossed out a lawsuit by congressional Democrats who had sued Trump for allegedly violating the Constitution's Emoluments Clause. The clause bars presidents from receiving money from foreign governments. Oh. Are you guys going to go after after the resident? The moral of this story is that powerful Democrats can do whatever they want to get rich while sucking off the public teat because they love big government, but Republicans who are capitalists and who have policies to give power, freedom, and money back to the people have to be stopped because they're the threat to the leftist agenda, the powerful bureaucracy, and the deep state. And one of the things that... Now they're worried about, which I honestly can't understand. They're now worried about who is paying Trump's legal bills on their multiple witch hunts. And we get this headline. Trump PAC has spent more than $40 million on legal costs this year for himself and others. Donald Trump's political group is financing legal work that has prompted questions from prosecutors about potential conflicts of interest. Where's Hunter getting his defense money from? I'm sure Hunter's got a few lawyers here and there. I mean, Devin Archer just got out there and started running his mouth. Yeah? Just got out there and started running his mouth and telling the tale. So who's paying his bills? They're not worried about it in the media, the prosecutors. And they're not worried about any potential conflict of interest since they don't seem to care about anything Joe or Hunter do. Hunter said he needed to lower child support for his child with former stripper London Roberts, the 4-year-old Navy. So where's the money coming from? Well, it's coming from all the stuff he did with the big guy. All the stuff he put together with the big guys, that's where it's coming from. And on the year in question, when he's supposedly broke, and this baby that has nothing at all to do with any of this stuff. She didn't ask for any of this stuff to happen. And that's the lack of respect for the fact that he's fathered another child is a little bit troubling for me. But in that particular year, it looks like he made about $3.4 million that he's saying, I don't have any money. Okay. I hear you. But understand, I can read. I can read. So, I believe that the term is chutzpah. These guys have got chutzpah. Truckloads of chutzpah, I guess. And, for me, this is one of those things where I just sit back and go, good Lord. I've never seen this kind of, how do I put it? I've never seen this kind of arrogance before. Coming up next, we're going to hear from Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.